Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
If you have your Bible, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to read you three scriptures today. I've got three stable truths for us. Three stable truths for us today, and I think it's going to help us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. The Bible says that you cannot worship two gods at once. If you're trying to worship two gods at once, you're very unstable. You cannot do that. You are in between. You are out of balance when you try to worship two things, serve two things, give devotion to two things. You got to make a decision on who are you going to serve. Who are you going to serve? Here's the other scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 through 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we bought nothing into this world. We brought nothing into this world. We take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Pierced themselves with many griefs. Did you know we live in a world that can be deceiving, that can be unstable, false? So much in our world today keeps shifting and changing. And you know what I found out? That if you live out of balance with your time, your talent, your treasure, guess what? If you're out of balance, I found out that you'll be out of blessing. Out of balance equals out of blessing. If you're out of balance in your marriage, you won't have a blessing in your marriage. If you're out of balance in your home, if you're out of balance in the workplace, if you're out of balance in a certain place of your life, you won't have a blessing in your life. James chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. James chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. Another great scripture that tells us the truth about stability. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man. Here's the word I want you to hear. Unstable in all he does. Unstable in all he does. Unstable is the word that I want to focus on. As I prayed about our time together, there's so many things you could talk about as it relates to stewardship, the stewardship of life. But the one thing I want to talk a lot about is we live in an unstable world. And if we're living in an unstable world, we live in a world where it's very easy to get out of balance. We can get out of balance in relationships. We can get out of balance with our finances. A lot of times we get out of balance with our resources. We get out of balance with God's word over our life. And the big idea today is that God wants to get us from struggling to stability. God wants you and I to have a stable life. He does not want us to live struggling, always out of balance, always shaking, never feeling like we have good footing in our life, always feeling just a little off, just a little, it's not there. I just feel like everything is off balance. I feel like I don't have control of anything. I feel like nothing is predictable. I feel like there's nothing solid in my life. See, stability is a good thing. Stability is a God word. See, stability brings hope. Because stability is about a foundation. And God wants you and I to have a foundation, because he does not want any of us to live on the bubble of this world. Amen. He wants us to get on solid ground. Okay, now that I'm about to vomit, that is a BOSU, and that thing right there can hurt you. Straight up. And my legs are like, woo! I'm going to stool preaching here in a second. Just going to bring a stool. Let me tell you something right now. But I mean, can I tell you, how many, when you saw this, do you ever feel like this is your life? Do you ever feel like this is your life. And you're constantly balancing parenting, money, relationships, inner struggle, thoughts that get crazy, insecurities, fears, people. How many of sometimes people try to get in your life and load you down? If I was to take weights right here, you know, it's amazing. Mike and I were talking about it. It's interesting how much easier it is to do things on a solid surface. But when you stand on an unstable surface like this and you try to do the same thing, it's a whole lot harder. It's easier on solid ground. It's harder on a bubble like this. It's harder on an unstable. And so if I could put weights in my hands, which they would probably be like 85s or 115, something like that, because it's just my flow. But we won't talk about your flow. But anyway, Johnny would take the 15s. But anyway, if I was to hold those big 95s like I do about every other day and start doing my curls and doing things like that, come on, Mo, it would be harder on this. For, you know, it would be a lot harder for Johnny. It would be hard for me, a lot harder for Johnny. It's a lot harder for Johnny, but just joking. Johnny's strong. But what, it's harder. And you know what happens in life? We live our life like this. We live our life kind of committed, really not committed. We live our life kind of dedicated, but really not dedicated. We live our life kind of on what God is saying, but we really live it on what, you know, our aunt is saying that doesn't believe in God. We live our life based on what the Word of God is saying, and then we live our life kind of what a celebrity is saying. There's just so many things, and we live on these things, and so what happens? We get out of balance. And do you know how hard it is to live a blessed life when you're out of balance? It's almost impossible. It will wear you out. It will exhaust the greatest love. You can be so in love and so crazy about one another. But if you get a marriage out of balance and there's selfishness and there's outside influence and there's not commitment and there's time, you're never spending time together, you're never being kind to one another, there's anger and you're loaded down with pressure and stress and crazy. Guess what? It's hard to walk in the blessing of the marriage. It's the same way in life. A lot of times it's the same way with our resources and our blessing that are on our life. I've thought a lot about that. I wrote down, what are the top five reasons why we live unstable lives? And it crosses the board. Remember, stewardship is about everything. Now, we'll talk sometimes about our finances, our time, our talent, but stewardship of life is really our whole life. How are you stewarding the moments that you've been given? How are you stewarding what you've been given? You know, it's kind of, what are you doing with what you got? That's the idea. I mean, I think about all these precious families on stage. Guess what? They've been given a baby, a gift from God. Guess what they have to do now? Now, it was fun, boy, you know, getting pregnant, the pregnancy setting up, the nurse, you're going to the hospital. Oh, if I gave it to me. Then you get home, you got to steward that mamma jamma. Come on. You got to now steward the child. So stewardship goes everywhere in our life. And there's some days we do it well. There's some days we've had seasons where we really feel like we steward something. I know in my own life, there's been times I feel like I've stewarded things well, and then there's been times I haven't stewarded things well. And I wrote down, why are the reasons why we live unstable life? Here's the first one, comparison. Comparison will make you out of balance. If you live your life comparing yourself to everybody else, you will live like this. Because you can't keep up. Because a lot of times, you don't have their means, but you want their stuff. Comparison, if you're comparing yourself to others constantly, the Bible says we're not wise. Here's the second reason why a lot of times we're unstable is ignorance. We don't know the Word of God. We've never been taught the words of Christ. We're just ignorant to it. We don't know. I just never knew that. I never knew the Bible. I never knew the Bible said that. I never knew the Bible even could give me direction. You know, I've been spending a lot of time in Proverbs. Matter of fact, this Wednesday, I'm teaching out of the book of Proverbs at 7 o'clock on how do you know what to do when you don't know what to do. That's Wednesday night. How do you know what to do when you don't know what to do? There's actually scriptures about that. And so a lot of times, we don't know what to do. It's amazing how much the Bible can speak to the situation and season that we're in. But if we don't know it, guess what? We don't know it. That's the second thing. The third thing that reason why we live in instability is fear. Fear. We get insecure. We get fearful. Fear will dominate your life. You and I both know fear will paralyze your life. You can't flourish while you're walking in fear. If you're walking in fear, you can't flourish. You can't walk in fear. Can't walk in the fear of man. Can't walk in the fear of others. Can't walk in the fear of defeat. I mean, you just got to watch being ruled by fear. Fear will mess up your life. Here's the fourth thing that I believe one of the reasons why we walk in ways that are very unstable is selfishness, desire, and greed. Do you know we live in a world that gets very greedy? Do you know there are people that can get in our life and can be greedy? There are greedy people. And when you get greedy and you get selfish, your ways are going to be unstable. You will live on the balloon. You will live on the bubble if you start living selfish. Selfish people are lonely people. Selfish people die all by themselves because nobody wants to be around them. Selfishness will wreck your life. Here's the fourth thing that I have found out why sometimes we have instability in our life is misplaced trust. Misplaced trust. We start trusting in the wrong things. We put our faith and our hope. We begin to think that things are our source that are not our source. How many knows that the only thing that can be your source is God Almighty? You ever been through a time where you begin to think. Thank you very much. Dylan taught first grade, so she's helping me, coach me through some of my speaking challenges. Have you ever been through a season in your life where you began to, that doesn't sound right, think that somebody else is your source? You actually start depending on somebody to the point where it gets way out of balance. When you depend on somebody more than you should, the relationship gets out of balance. There's nobody that the sun rises and sets on in your life other than Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate. He is our first love. He is our everything. As much as I so love Dylan and she so loves me and we are so committed, and I know that when I'm loving God, I'm loving her. And when she's loving God, she's loving me. And when you love your wife, you love God. On and on. But can I tell you, I'm glad that there is a person that she loves more than me, and it is Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord. And as we love the Lord, guess what? We get closer together. It becomes like that. God did not call us to struggle. God did not call us to live a life where we struggle. God has called us to a life of stability. And what I have found out, that if you're going to have stability, then you want to do everything you can, and I want to do everything I can to find out what it means to be a steward. Do you know all across the Bible, Jesus tells parables about being a faithful steward? You know, it's one of the most favorite things he likes talking about is what it means to be a faithful steward. Do you know there's many places where Jesus compares an unfaithful steward to a faithful steward? What it means? What does it mean to be a steward? And here's kind of the bottom line of stewardship. That stewardship flows out of lordship. That when Jesus is your Lord, then you can understand what it means to be a steward. It's hard to be a steward when there's not lordship in your life. While a steward is tending to something, a steward does not see themselves as an owner. And see, ownership is not lordship. Stewardship is lordship. So when I gave my life to Jesus Christ and asked Jesus to be Lord of my life, what did I do? I asked for him to be on the throne. I asked for him to be Lord of my life. That means every area of my life. I can't pick and choose it. Lord, Jesus is Lord is what stewardship means. What does it mean to have the stewardship life? That means Jesus is Lord over every area of your life. You've given it all to him. When I came to Christ, I was so fired up. I got all excited. I had this nice car, and I was driving it around. And I wanted that car now to be an emblem of grace and mercy. And so I wanted to put a big bumper sticker on it that everybody would know what I'm all about. And I went to the Christian bookstore, and I found me a big old bumper. I was back in there. You get big bumper stickers. And it wasn't even a bumper sticker. It was a window sticker. Big old window sticker on the back of that car. And I was looking at different ones like, you know, praise the Lord. And our God is a mighty God. And there was one like Jehovah Jireh. I didn't even know what that was. I just got saved. And so I found one, and it said, Jesus is Lord. I said, that's what I want on my car. And I went and bought it, stuck it on the back of my black car, and it was rainbow color. Jesus is Lord with a rainbow in the back. I didn't know. I just went with it. I liked it. And one night, I was coming home from work late, about 2 in the morning, late. I'd been at work, working for my dad, getting up the next morning, go to work at 9 o'clock. I was flying, getting home, going to go to bed. I want to go to bed, going to bed. Going way too fast. Bad idea. Bad idea. All of a sudden, I look up, and there's a policeman behind me. How many of us, when you see a siren in your mirror, you want to vomit? I pulled in. Guess what? I pulled in. It was right by my house. I pulled in my driveway. I don't know what I was thinking. Not only am I going to get a ticket, my daddy's going to beat me. You thought, pull on by your house, loop the block. Don't pull in your driveway. I just pulled in my driveway. I had heard this crazy thought one time that if you're in your driveway, they can't give you a ticket. That's not true, my brother. Bad idea. They'll write you a ticket up in your house. And this man got out of that car. He was a big old South Carolina Highway Patrol, had that round hat on, pulled down over his head. He knocked on my window, had that flashlight. I wrote it down, yes, sir. Boy, get out that car. He was angry. He had that angry look. You know, angry eyebrows? You know how you talk when you don't open? Get out that car right now. You better get out that car. I got a car. He said, give me your keys. Took my keys. Give me your license. Like he was going to cry. What are you doing? Give me your key. Give me your license. Stand over there. I was going 70 in a 35. I'd have been arrested. Put me in jail. That was sinful. That was before I was sanctified. Wrong. Terrible. Horrible. Bad idea. God's grace was upside my head. Crazy. Don't do that. Don't do that. And he pulled me aside. He is letting me have it. He taught how to take you to jail right now. I'm going to put you under the jail. I was just shaking. Oh, my God. He shined that light on the back of my car. Boy, get over here. Don't stand so close to me. Jesus is Lord. I'll never forget. He looked down at me and said, you should have had Jesus in that car. He stood there. He finally handed me my license, handed me my keys. He said, boy, get in that house. I walked in. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the rainbow. Thank you for the rainbow. Stewardship is lordship. Is Jesus Lord of your time? Is Jesus Lord of your treasure? Is Jesus Lord of your talent? And is Jesus Lord of your touch? What I mean by that is that special, unique way that God Almighty has shaped you. Why? Because he has shaped you for significance.
Yeah, that's good.
And he has made you for mission. But you'll never walk in a significant life, nor will I. You'll never find your mission, nor will I, if you're not able to submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ. In lordship, we find stewardship. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.